2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chalaos. In for Jeff Kaplan, it's 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. Another reversal from the CDC this afternoon. The agency says some fully vaccinated Americans should put their masks back on. ABC's Mark Remillard begins our team coverage.
Just 2 months after saying that fully vaccinated Americans can ditch their face masks, the CDC is now urging fully vaccinated Americans to once again wear masks indoors if they are located in areas with high transmission of COVID-19, which are predominantly areas with low overall vaccination rates. The CDC is now moving back on its guidance from May, citing the rapid spread of the Delta variant, as well as the rare but possible occurrence of breakthrough cases. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The CDC's director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, urged folks not to blame unvaccinated people for the change.
There are some people who are not able to be fully vaccinated, like children, and some people who are not able to be fully protected, even though they are vaccinated, like immunocompromised people.
Dr. Walensky says thanks to the Delta variant, vaccinated people seem to be able to spread the virus as unvaccinated people can. Our team coverage continues with ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, on how the Delta variant affects this guidance.
Yes, the risk is rare of a vaccinated individual spreading this virus with the Delta variant, but it is not zero. This virus, this particular variant, much more transmissible. People infected with it are shedding more virus. So remember, when we go back to the mask recommendations, their purpose is twofold. It's to protect the wearer and it's to protect those around us.
The new guidance is triggering fears of another economic lockdown. ABC's Andy Field tells us the president doesn't see that happening. He continues our team coverage.
Many Americans feeling whiplash with the new CDC mask advice for everyone to put them back on indoors in area of high COVID Delta variant transmission. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We're not saying that wearing a mask is convenient or people feel like it, but we are telling you that that is the way to protect yourself, protect your loved ones.
That guidance from new evidence that the Delta strain is far more contagious. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Local doctors and healthcare experts are weighing in on the revised guidance. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
It's kind of the perfect storm. You got a highly infectious variant and not enough people vaccinated.
University of Utah Health infectious disease physician Dr. Emily Spivak says we're in a different position than back in May.
We clearly didn't have the Delta variant. And there was pretty good evidence at that point that fully vaccinated people were really protected.
Dr. Spivak says the vaccines have done a good job at lowering severe illness and hospitalization, but there's still a risk for kids under 12 and those choosing not to get the shot. So will people listen to this new guidance?
In reality, I'm not so sure how many people are going to stick with it, but I think I completely agree, and I think they've made the right recommendation.
Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Health says the CDC's new recommendations change nothing. In a statement to KSL News Radio, the department says it still recommends unvaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings. Despite the CDC's recommendations, its guidance for vaccinated and unvaccinated people remains the same. Developing news on KSL News Radio, President Biden says he's considering requiring all federal workers to get a vaccine.
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you.
The Biden administration has generally shied away from mandating vaccinations, saying it's the private sector's decision. Other national stories KSL is following. A swastika was found etched into the wall of an elevator at the U.S. State Department yesterday. Axios reports the elevator was near the office of the special envoy who combats anti-Semitism. Secretary of State Tony Blinken's email has been removed, and the incident will be investigated. At least two people are dead after a huge explosion at an industrial chemical complex in Germany. More from ABC's Inez de la Quatera at the Foreign Desk.
More than 5,000 chemicals are manufactured at the site where the explosion took place. Firefighters took 3 hours to extinguish the blaze, which injured dozens, with police revealing at least five people needed intensive care. Several others are still missing. Police also told residents living nearby to stay indoors, shut doors and windows, and turn their AC off in case toxic fumes had been released into the air. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Many companies are desperate to hire, but not everyone will be able to get that job in the industry that they want. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
Help wanted signs may be everywhere, but many college graduates say they can't find a job or aren't being hired when they do apply. Spokesman for the Utah Department of Workforce Services, Nate McDonald, says that's because what people are trained to do and the jobs which are available don't always match.
McDonald says you may need to get creative. For example, if you have a degree in finance but you can't find your ideal job, look at different industries which are hiring because every company needs money people. Ricky Meese, how does the drive look?
Oh, so much better today than this time yesterday. We do not have emergency traffic. That's the good news. But we do start with one small accident in Weber County. This is going to be southbound Washington Boulevard at about 4th East, 3300 North in Ogden. But overall, no major delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, you can save water on your lawn with one simple trick. Jeff Kaplan's going to tell us what that is. His Minute of News is next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.